Welcome back to the Reading and Writing Podcast. My guest today is Sonali Dev, author of the new novel, The Vibrant Years. Author Christina Lauren wrote about the novel. I would give this book 5 stars for the concept alone, but it's Sonali Dev's trademark character depth and beautiful writing that really make The Vibrant Years shine. A gorgeous story of evolving female relationships and how love, hilarity, and the bonds between 3 generations of women help them thrive in even the fierce winds of change. Sonali, welcome to the podcast.
Hi, Jeff. Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. Well, if someone listening hasn't yet heard about your new novel, The Vibrant Years, how would you describe the novel?
It is the story of 3 generations of Indian American women on the dating scene at the same time. So it is, it's the story of a 65-year-old grandmother, a hot grandmother, and a 47-year-old mom, and a 27-year-old coding genius who is developing an app, a dating app, which she has promised in a panic to her boss. And she's never dated. And so she recruits her single mom and grandma. And, you know, they take this journey that is, you know, hilarious, in my opinion, because the modern dating scene is hilarious. And so, yeah, and they happen to, you know, find themselves along the way. So really, that's what it's about.
That's wonderful. Do you remember the original idea or impetus that led you to write The Vibrant Years?
You know what? I think I might have just answered your question with that last, that last question, because that was exactly it. I just feel like what women are allowed to want and how they're allowed to want it in terms of relationships and how we're allowed to approach our own romantic lives has changed over the past couple decades, like I think no one could have imagined. So my grandmother's romantic life, my mother's romantic life, and mine, and I think every other woman would say this exact same thing, are literally universes apart, right? And so here we suddenly have all of this available to us. And yet, because of the journey we, as women, have had to make over generations, you know, we haven't kind of caught up with it in some ways, you know. So it's this disconnect, right? Which makes for which I think makes for great exploration. And I think that's what I was trying to figure out. And so this idea of 3 generations of, you know, women on the dating scene at the same time, simultaneously, was what was the first seed of the idea. But yeah, and I mean, and of course, friends who are single and all the stories I've heard, how can you not put that in a book?
What was your initial writing journey that led you to writing and getting your first novel published?
So I have always written. I'm not one of those writers who suddenly figured out that I enjoy writing in my adulthood. I think I wrote before I read. Mm-hmm. And so this has always been something that has been, an intrinsic part of me. And I think the harder journey was learning to believe that I could make a living from it, that I, you know, that other people might want to read this thing that I put my heart into. So that, I think, started when I was, in my 30s. I have a degree in architecture. I worked as a tech writer for many, many years, and I always wrote. You know, it was part of my day-to-day life. I always wrote. The way I started, but I never thought I would write fiction. And then I had my best friend in India is a movie producer, and she, one of her films had won several awards. It had done really well. So she was seeing a lot of scripts coming in and was having a hard time finding something that she loved. And, you know, we were having just one of these conversations, and she said, you know what, you like to write. You should just write me a script. And I said, you know what? How hard can it be? I will. and famous last words. It is, as you know, how hard can it be is only something someone who has never written a novel can say. But that was it. And I did, you know, in a matter of, I think, like 2 or 3 months, write her a script. But that journey of creating characters, you know, birthing live people in that way and creating this world and getting lost in it to that level, I think that was for me an instant addiction. There was no getting out of it. And so then I also realized that that really what I enjoyed was sinking deep into it, which is which you do differently as a novelist and as a scriptwriter. And the way that novelists do it was what really attracted me, and which is to, you know, completely clothe it in words. And so then from that moment on, I went, checked out every single craft book in my library, took creative writing classes at the University of Chicago, and just really went for it. And I think I wrote the end on my first finished novel, my first complete novel, in April of 2010. Today, actually, amazingly, the day that we're doing the interview is the 8-year anniversary of my first novel coming out. So my first novel came out in 2014, but that journey between, and I sold that in 2013. So I finished in 2010, and after that, and I was literally in a place where I had no idea what happens after that. And so I joined the Romance Writers of America, which back then used to be this amazing professional organization. I went to a first meeting and said, oh, I have finished my novel. What do I do now? And they said, so have you started querying yet? And I was at a place where I said, what's a query? And so that's where we started. And, you know, and many a slip between that and many a revision. And by many a revision, I mean about 500 rewrites on that book. And a lot of roadblocks in terms of, we don't know where we're going to shelf this. Can you change, you know, those protagonists to not be Indian, and, you know, all sorts of stuff that the world was not what it is today in terms of media, definitely in terms of publishing. And we've come, you know, quite a ways, but that was essentially the journey until I pitched it at a conference directly to my editor. And I had an offer, I think, within a week of when I sent him the full book.
Wow, that's great. What has the reception been? Obviously, I know that you are a USA Today best-selling writer. What has the reception been to novels reflecting your Indian American experience?
So it's been a journey, right? In back in 2014, mm-hmm. when my first book came out, there was, you know, it was, if not the first, one of the first contemporary romance novels with both Indian characters in print. And so, it, you know, there was a lot of confusion in terms of what to do with it. And so it was, it seemed back then like women's fiction was more a space where people might be open to it. And so it was sold somewhere between those two lines. So we've had a lot of like trying to fit it in, but A Bollywood Affair is your classic rom-com. It is like this over-the-top, funny, ultra-romantic Bollywood film in a book. And with that, you know, there's layers of social issues, and, you know, it's a child bride's journey from having absolutely no agency to you know, growing into herself. So it was this, it's this very complicated book in terms of what it was trying to say. So it did really have, once people, and I had a lot of really successful authors in the genre support it. And I think that it really changed how people saw, you know, the foreignness of characters in a book, because it was amazing how many readers would come to me and say, oh my gosh, I could relate to Millie so much. And, you know, for me, it was a little surprising to hear that, because, you know, Millie's not a vampire. You know, she's a girl. And the surprise at you know, at relating to her was kind of a precursor to the 8 years that would follow. But it has, you know, I have a very solid, very dedicated base of readers on a daily basis. You know, I hear everything from other South Asian women who, you know, and men actually, who will come to me with, you know, with absolute joy and emotion for seeing themselves in a book, doing very normal things, including, you know, having having physical relationships, which they've never seen in what they call such, you know, a normal way on paper. And so you know, every little piece of or relationships with their parents, all of that, you know, culturally specific stuff that there's something about seeing, you know, in your stories, seeing yourself in your stories in that way. So I get that, and I get, you know, the usual, the absolute human universal journeys. And so I think, I mean, I would say it's been an amazing journey, and I feel like I pick up readers every day, and I feel like I'm standing at this precipice, you know, where even more readers are going to reach it day by day. And so it's been great, and sure, I'm very grateful.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
That's wonderful. Well, I know that your latest novel, The Vibrant Years, is the first book released under Mindy Kaling's new publishing imprint, Mindy's Book Studio. How was it working with Mindy and her publishing team on this novel?
So it is, you know, I mean, to call it anything but a dream come true would be an utter lie. And I'm not quite, you know, as immodest as that. So, I mean, when you think about Mindy's journey over, I think, over 20 years, what we've seen is she's been one of the spearheads for changing the entire experience for diverse creators, right, in this space. And that's one piece of it. The other piece of it is that personally for me, what I find funny and poignant in stories, she epitomizes that. So, you know, to say that I have admired her is an understatement, because that's the exact way in which I want to make people laugh. That's the exact way in which I want to make people feel things, right? So she was such an inspiration in that way, and such a, the quirk was something that made me feel very normal. So to have her be the particular, voice or celebrity to pick my book up, there's something more special than that, more special than just thinking, oh, wow, Mindy has reached and so many people are going to find it. But it was the specific fact that this was a person whose writing I admired so very much. So it's been, just a dream. And, just the way that this particular and such a demonstration of what we say, right, which is to do the work. And then whether or not the work will land up in the right place at the right time is outside your hands, right? But it can never land up in the right hands if you've not done the work. And so there was that magic where this particular book, it's the first time that I have written such overt comedy and such a, specific woman's journey. I say that this book is everything I've ever wanted to say about being a woman, at every age that I've been and who I want to be when I grow up. And so to have that particular book ready and in place when Mindy was starting this thing, it's just a miracle, and it's been amazing.
That's great. What is your writing process when you're working on a novel? Are you someone who does extensive outlining, or do you just have like an idea of the three generations dating and just dive into the narrative?
So I think I am somewhere in the middle. If I outline at scene level, or if I outline every detail of the book, I can't write because there's no discovery in it for me. So what I need to know though, when I start out is the story. When I say that, I really have to know my characters well, especially in terms of, their discomfort. So I always think of any story in any genre as being, a character who is uncomfortable with a situation, and then the journey of them finding a way to either change the situation, change themselves, or die trying. I think there is no other story arc. Like, that is literally every story. And so those are the things I have to know. I have to know who these characters are, what is causing them discomfort, and and where I want them to end up in terms of the texture of their emotions and how the change has happened. So I do need to know that. And along the way, I kind of need to know the big moments when those shifts will happen. But if I start to get, more detailed in terms of where they're standing and what they're saying, those details completely stop me. They stymie me. Instead, what I need to know is that in this scene, this is the emotional journey that they're going to have to make, or this is the destruction that's going to happen. And then that the rest of the scene in terms of dialogue and detail happens on the page as I'm writing.
Have you started working on a new
novel? Oh yeah, I'm in revisions. So I am, yes. And so this happens every single, this is going, The Vibrant Tears is my ninth novel. And every time we are, we're promoting the novel, the current novel, our head is already deep, deep into the next one. And you have to make that, that switch. And so, yes, I'm in, my revisions are due in a few days. So I'm very much in revision panic right now and in deadline hell.
That's great. Well, what writing advice would you offer for those who are working on their own stories or novels?
I think the first thing is to always, you have to finish the book, right? Which means you have to write. If I had a penny for every person I know who has said to me, oh, I'm going to write a novel someday, or, I have a novel in the works, or I want to be a writer, I'd be, quite rich. but I think the first thing to do, because it is terrifying, putting your story out on paper especially if you know that other people are going to look at it, is literally like stepping into your front yard naked, right? I mean, you it takes either a lot of courage or a lot of delusion, or just a really great love for your body. So a story, I think, is exactly that. It's going to be terrifying, but it doesn't write itself. So first you have to sit down and finish it, and everything is fixable. You know, I'm a complete reviser, and I think trusting the fact that I can fix anything and there has to be something for me to then mold into magic, that intrinsic belief is really that I think has let me write exactly the kind of books I want. Because the first draft is always nonsense. And I vomit my first drafts out really fast. So I literally call it a vomit draft. So I think just getting over the fear of putting those pages in, on the page, those words on the page, I think that is that's the greatest lesson, is to get over the fear. And there's this whole other thing where you write afraid, and that simply means no matter how many books you've written, you write terrified because you know you're going to fail at this one. Like, there is that. But if you don't walk through that fear, so I think managing your fear is a full-time job when you're a writer, and you have to sit down and get over it.
That's interesting. Well, what novels have you read recently that you enjoyed?
I actually read an early copy of the next Mindy Book Studio book, and I was really blown away. Those moments when you think that maybe it was an accident and, you know, my book wasn't picked up because of how good it is. But after reading this one, I kind of was like, okay, wow, you know, this is really good, because it's a young adult time travel, 80s, you know, just, it's such a romp that is everything. Like, it crosses genres and themes, and it's really amazing. So I loved it. It's called I'll Stop the World, but it doesn't come out until April of 2023, I think. I also recently read Lessons in Chemistry, and I don't think I have felt emotions quite so deeply in a very long time, and laughed so much. I think voice wise, it is one of the most delightful books I've ever read. There is this, and it's a debut, but there is this incredible confidence in voice. And it is, after a long time, I've read a book that is, omniscient. It goes from head to head to head to head. Randomly, including there's this amazing dog's POV, and it's just a scientist in the 50s, and again it's a woman's journey, but it is also the woman's journey, you know, that we're all standing here today because that character had the life she had and she made the choices she made, and I think there's something very powerful about that. And of course the humor is just incredible. Quirk and cynicism and snark, and just seeing the world in this absurd way, I think that's my reading gold. And so definitely Lessons in Chemistry was something I loved.
That's wonderful. Well, where can people find you online if they want to learn more about you and your novels?
I have a website, and it is sonalidev.com. And I am on Instagram a lot, oversharing my, big Indian-American life. And so that, I think, is at sonali.dev. I'm also on Facebook and Twitter, and all of that is on my website. But I think Instagram is where I'm most present. And also I have a newsletter, and if you sign up for it, you get a free recipe book. And I do this, it's this thing that I send it out maybe once a month, but I do this thing called the 3 R's. So I send you a recipe, a recommendation, and a really bad joke, because my family does really bad jokes on the family group chat, and I feel like I should share the love.
That's wonderful. Well, again, we've been speaking with Sonali Dev, author of the new novel, The Vibrant Years. The novel is on sale now, so go buy a copy. And Sonali, thanks for doing this interview.
Thank you so much, Jeff. It was so much fun speaking with you.
Wonderful.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.